When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Husker fans. Welcome to episode 268 of the Husker Football Fan Podcast. I'm Mike Harvat.
And I'm Justin Swanson.
In today's episode, we attempt to react to the Wisconsin game and look forward to when the season is... we look forward to the Iowa game on Friday.
You can find us on the web at huskerpod.com or by searching Husker Football Fan Podcast on Facebook. You can also connect with us on Twitter by following at huskerpod or email us at huskerpod@gmail.com. This episode is brought to you by Central Nebraska Buffalo. Check out their website for their latest deals at cnbuffalo.com.
Also brought to you by Monty Rohde with Pinnacle Realty in Lincoln. Looking to buy or sell a home in Lincoln or know somebody who is, reach out to Monty at 402-770-3356.
Mike, guess what?
What?
You're never going to believe this.
Are you going to talk to me about beef tallow?
No.
Oh. What's up?
I don't know how to preface this other than to just say it.
Okay.
Nebraska's special teams are number 84.
What?
In SP Plus.
You know what? This season isn't a complete loss.
Will you look at that?
Wow, way to start us out off on the right foot.
I'm just delighted.
Actually, that is that
it's the
does
best
bring
news
a,
I heard all day.
It does bring a smile to my face, man.
The
we
sad
hit the
part
one
is,
benchmark.
Yeah, the sad part is the other numbers are drifting down towards the 84.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not too surprising.
Oh, man. That's funny. Last week we were like, what do we say?
And it's inexplicable.
Just, pulling that up and wanted to share that. So, yeah. Buscini booming it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, that's being recognized or something. I don't know. Maybe Bill Connolly saw my questions and hit refresh on his... formula.
Yeah.
They missed a field goal. Did we attempt a field goal?
I don't think we did, man.
I wonder if, like, them going 0 for 2 on 2-point conversions factors in. But our punt game was good. So, we'll shut it down. What else is there to say? I just yawned. Time to go to bed.
Man, you know, I'm looking at the game summary on ESPN's website, and Wisconsin was... a probable victory until we scored. Excuse me. So at
it was a probable victory until we scored.
Until we scored, a probable victory for them until we scored.
Oh, until we scored.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And so that was at 6:27 in the second quarter, and then it kind of like kept at like 50-50 for a little while, kind of wavering back and forth between the two, even though we were beating them 7-0, but then. You hit the third quarter. Once we scored that second touchdown, it was all Nebraska.
Hmm.
Up until, get this, ready for it?
Ready.
Until it crossed the threshold back towards Wisconsin at 1:25 in the fourth quarter.
Is that when we punted to them and they got it on the 50? Or is that maybe after they had the pass?
That was after their complete pass to the 27-yard pass. Yep.
Bummer.
So up until that point, for what, 58 minutes and 36 seconds, we were predicted to win that game. Silly.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I'm sad for the team. I'm sad for the players. I'm sad for us fans, but shocked I am not.
No. Nope. I think a lot of people were heartbroken. I think a lot of people got their hopes up. It would have been great to kind of spoil Wisconsin's dreams for a bowl game, at least for another week. They as many people will say, they wanted it more than us. They executed when it really mattered, or whatever, you know.
Well, I mean, we can't run the ball to save our lives, mm-hmm. and we don't, you know, the offensive coordinator doesn't know how to call the run. He has like 3 run plays. And, you know, bless his heart, I think Anthony Grant has, like, PTSD and doesn't know how to hit a hole
yeah.
and get 3 or 4 yards. He just dances. And we can't move the ball. It's the same reason that we've lost the last several games. I mean, the defense just runs out of gas at the end.
Yep. And, well, I already closed the window, but I mean the time of possession was pretty ridiculous from what I recall.
What was it, like 36 or something?
Something like that. Clearly in their favor. So it's just it's interesting too, because the Mickey Joseph, what would you call it? The advocates for him becoming our next coach, they've kind of quieted down the last few weeks. I think people are kind of like, I think it's kind of a cooler heads are prevailing situation, which is one of those things where it's probably not going to be Joseph, I don't feel.
Think it's probably going to be Joseph?
I don't think.
Oh, you don't think?
Sorry.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if he somehow won out and got us to bowl eligibility or something, that would have been like the case that he could make for himself.
Yeah.
But we've been middling to even regressing, going back to, you know, like there was a little bit of a bump, there was a little bit of a freshness, a little bit of a, I don't know, there was some excitement when he took over, but that has kind of petered out at this point. And it's like, oh yeah, this is Frost's team, and we're getting Frost results at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's, everybody's just ready for the next page, is
yep.
it? You know,
yep.
like that's, I mean, there's almost nothing to talk about. We've all know the problems. We just don't know who the solution is. Mm. And you want to talk about the weather?
It's nice.
It was really cold.
Or it was cold that day, yeah. If you're talking about the weather at the game.
I am yeah. talking about the weather at the game. Yeah, it was really cold. I was sitting in, I thought that I read when I was looking at the weather apps the previous day that a wind was going to come from the south. And I sit in the south end zone, so I thought it was going to be at my back. But then it was actually from the northwest, like the opposite direction that I thought. So maybe I just misread it. But it was coming in around the press box on the northwest side. And then I think it was hitting the East Stadium and like bouncing back, because the flags at the far end, the opposite ends of the field, it seemed like we're pointing different directions.
Hmm.
And it was pretty rough. I'd say by the third, I was pretty good during the first half. Got a runza in the second quarter.
That's smart.
But then the third quarter, my toes started to get cold.
Mm.
And by the end of the game, it was like, okay, why is Wisconsin using all their timeouts? Come on.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a little miserable.
Yeah, man. I think the last home game I went to before COVID was the Iowa game. It's probably 2019. The 2019 Iowa game. It might have been 2018. I can't remember. But it was the one where there was like a sheet of ice over all of the seats when you got to the game.
Oh, gross.
Oh, it was rough. So I don't envy you for your experience this last Saturday, because I have experienced something similar.
I was glad to be there, but people next to us on both sides were not there, and my aunt and uncle ended up giving up their tickets, so some friends were able to use those, and then my mom on the other end didn't come, so another friend was able to use those. So we had a group there, and the stadium was maybe 80% full at start, and by the half, it was dwindling, and it was pretty bleak in there.
Yeah, dude, I hate to say it, but even 2 weeks ago, I guess it was 3 weeks ago at this point, the game that I went to with Danny, we were sitting in the stands. I don't think we actually sat in our seats, because there were people sitting where we were supposed to sit, and we were just like, there's an open space over there, we'll just go sit there. That wouldn't have happened in the past, you know? These have been the most comfortable games to attend in terms of seating this year that I've been to at Memorial Stadium in a while. So,
I guess the other really fun thing that happened this week, it already feels like ancient history because of how busy of a weekend my family had, but our friend Dan Lust, the sports lawyer, who's been on the podcast a couple times, was in Nebraska for the game, and I got to spend a little time with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun. He's been on the show a couple times. We chat on occasion, but it was the first time to meet him in person, and got to go see him speak on a law panel, and then saw him before the game, and then briefly at the game as well. So
cool,
super fun, really really fun opportunity. Great guy. We've been texting. We'll have to get him here on the pod to debrief his experience in Nebraska. He told me that everything he'd heard about Nebraska seemed to be true, except for like the Jasker hate didn't seem so intense when he was in person. He's like, "What's with that?" And I was like, "Well, that's probably actually a Nebraska thing too. It's, you know, people are nasty online, but when you're in person here in Nebraska, I mean, you're not going to say mean things about your neighbor when they're standing right there."
Yeah.
I think that just speaks to how awful the internet is as a place. Like, mild-mannered Nebraskans that have this half-joking, mostly serious Creighton animus. When you're in person, they're like, "I thought you hated them." Oh, them? No, they're just confused.
And then you get out of mixed company, and you're like, "Yeah, I really hate them."
They're the worst.
You know what I can't stand about Creighton fans? Dinkers is not that great. the only reason that Dinkers is good, or quote unquote, it has a reputation for being good, is because of its proximity to Creighton. Like, it's the one place that people like latched on to like 30 years ago. Just no. Best burger in Omaha. Go to Bellevue. Go to Stella's. That's my recommendation.
I don't know. I think I've been there once. I'm not sure.
It's good. It's real.
In a world.
You know, the thing is they fry their fries in beef tallow. Justin and I were having a conversation about how everybody talks about McDonald's fries and how they've changed over the years. And there's always going to be that guy who's like, "Well, the reason that they're not as good as they used to be is because they used to fry them in the beef tallow." Okay, all right. We've heard it. We know. We get it. Ugh.
Your passion just shines through in my moments like these.
It's like when anybody brings up the SR-71 on Reddit, there's a story people talk about. But anyway.
What are you talking about?
Maybe
the band?
No, my gosh, not the band. Oh, man.
The jet?
That's a flashback. Oh, my gosh, SR-71. I can't even name their hit. They had one hit, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it.
Was it Flavor of the Week? Was that it? And it's spelled W-E-A-K?
Right now?
No.
Tomorrow?
Who sang Flavor of the Week then?
1985?
Maybe.
Is that the song?
Oh, Flavor of the Week was by American Hi-Fi. Oh, boy. That was the one where they're like, "Two Stone Nintendo!"
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. All
right, now I'm going to YouTube. Right now, I just can't hear that song in my head yet. I gotta watch an ad. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't even know, man.
It's like, what? I don't even want to talk about this band this game.
Well, we do have one game left.
I'm listening to the intro to this punk rock song from the early aughts. "She clings to me like cellophane, but now that's over."
Okay, right now is the one. That's the one that everybody.
That's knows. What I'm listening to.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why do you always? Hi. Okay, yeah.
Remember how all the music videos from the early 2000s? It was like they filmed it like in the middle of summer, and they turned the saturation on the video like to 1,000%. It's like so colorful.
Huh. I guess I wouldn't have made that observation.
Everything has become muted. Yeah.
That's why we keep you here.
Yeah.
For the hard-hitting analysis like that.
Go watch a couple of Sum 41 videos. They'll be the same.
Yeah, I think that's more of who I was thinking of when I was thinking of SR-71 was actually Sum 41. So that's the Justin and Mike punk rock corner.
Hey, Sum 41's a good band. I'll stand by that.
Okay.
Anyway.
For the rest of SP+, Nebraska is 77 overall, 78 offensively, 72 defensively, and 84 special teams. Baby! Yeah! Woo!
So are the special teams improving, or I mean...
I'm convinced he hit refresh on his formula or something. Like, okay. What? That's like a 50-spot or 40-spot jump, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like 128, 129, 130. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that changes in one game. I'm losing my faith in you, Bill Connolly. How much do they pay you to give away your dignity?
Well, let's talk about Iowa. We got a game on Friday in Iowa City. Always makes me sad when our last game of the year is not in Nebraska, but here we are. ESPN, the old FPI, it's given us a 17.1 chance, percent chance of victory. That's, you're saying there's a chance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking here, the spread as of Monday night is 10.5 points, obviously in Iowa's favor. But
can they score 10.5 points? Actually, I think the defense has gotten better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's been an interesting season for Iowa. I think a lot of people were kind of dogging on them early on just because they were losing games here and there, but they really have kind of put together a strong back half of the season, you know, taking out Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota all in a row here.
If they beat us, they win the West.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a time when it was anyone's game.
I'm almost more interested in them losing the West than in us winning the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a win for us. It's meaningless, but a loss for them, that's something substantial.
That can be motivating, you know? Like, if people ask, you know, well, what is there to play for at this point? It's like, well, if we can spoil Iowa season, that'd be great. If, as a fan, I would love to not hear from my friends who are Iowa fans talk about how much they hate us and how much we deserve to lose.
I've said this before, but I am so emotionally checked out of the results of these games that I see jabs from other teams and I don't even care. It's like, yeah, we stink. Like, your jab doesn't hurt. Like, if we are competitive and we narrowly lose and they can dig us for a year when it's like, oh, if this or that had happened, we would have been good. Like, it's not even that. It's like, we're so bad. We're going to be 3-9 or 4-8. Those are the two options before us right now. And we were 3-9 last year and we're getting a new coach. And so, you know, I really would like to win. I would really like to beat Iowa. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to flush it and I'm going to. Well, I was going to say flip over the soccer game, but I think the soccer game will probably, even though it starts at 1, so it'll be over before the football game. What's your thoughts on everything here?
Well, I hear that, but I just can't help it, man. With all the other teams that we've played, you know, if they win, they want to rub it in. Okay, whatever. But you can't tell me that it wouldn't feel so good to beat Iowa.
Oh, of course. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, I would really want to see that happen. I'm just saying, like, the losses don't hurt as much as they used to because we're just so bad, and there's obviously a change coming. I mean, if Frost was maybe going to come back and he was on a tear or something, you know, there's just so little to gain and so little to lose at this point by wins or losses.
It's kind of like your grades in high school. Like,
go on.
Once you get your first B... Like, that first B feels like the end of the world, but then, like, a C creeps in every once in a while, and the next thing you know, you don't care anymore. It's like, yeah, whatever, I'm passing. But the problem with Nebraska is we can't even say that. We can't even be like, at least we're bowl eligible every year. Nope. It's been a long time since we could say that.
Let me tell you about Iowa SP Plus here.
Sure.
They are 19 overall. They're 7-4. I'm not even going to waste the time telling you who they beat and who they lost to. Their offense is they are at the opposite end of the spectrum here. Their offense is 112th. Their defense is second. Their special teams is sixth. So, you know, defensive points might make a difference here. Mm-hmm. I know it has for them consistently. It would be neat if it did for us.
When do you think they're going to make the announcement? Monday?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, well, what, like we said last week, what if it's someone who's playing in their conference championship game? What if it's someone who, has a lot more to gain?
Bro, I was talking to somebody this last week, was talking to a guy at church on Sunday, I'll just say that. And he's one of those guys that is like, he is on the message boards. Like, he's reading everything. He's sorting through all the rumors. He had Sounds a story dangerous. To tell me for every coach, you know, excuse me, tell me things like, you know, we did offer Urban Meyer. And, you know, we were going to lock it in with Matt Rhule, but his buyout with the Panthers is so big that we couldn't.
People are just convinced of these stories.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was somebody else who was like, and their wife wouldn't let him leave. Like, she's, I'm not going to follow you to be a coach again kind of thing. It's just like, wow. That, I mean, it really is kind of a soap opera for the people who are invested in it, you know? Like, there's all these storylines, all these things. And, like, I mean, just think back to everything that went down before they announced Mike Riley. Like, all the rumors, like, everybody was so sure of X, Y, and Z. And then Mike Riley gets announced, and we're like, what the heck? Exactly. I think that was actually what you said on the very first episode of our podcast was, I'm sure you were thinking what we're all thinking, which is, who?
I've never heard of her.
Yeah. But hopefully, at the end of the day, Nick Saban will take the job.
I've heard his wife is not leaving Tuscaloosa.
Oh, you're breaking my Tuscaloosa heart.
Is that a actual song or just sounds like one?
That would be a reference to the television show Scrubs. That's been a while since I've watched that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
from like
really...
10 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't really watch Scrubs. I certainly know it was popular.
Sure.
Didn't.
Oh, speaking of 10 years ago, Justin, do you want to feel old?
Do I have an option?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
The last time we beat Wisconsin, you were not yet a father.
Long, long time ago.
It was my
galaxy far away.
It was my birthday in 2012. That was the last time that we beat Wisconsin. Because then we played them again a couple months later.
Oh, and that was the blowout.
And that didn't go so hot. Yeah.
I got ripped off by a little old lady in a shopping cart, and I didn't even see it coming. What was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. So I beat Monkey Island 2 with my kids.
So I guess that's the... For those of you who are interested in football talk, this might be the part of the show where you can go ahead and skip over to the Redcast or something.
Yeah, we can come back to it, but... I just want to ask you this before I forget it.
Sure, sure.
So we beat 2, and it ends with, spoiler alert, you know, I am your brother. Mm-hmm. But then there's Elaine hanging out over the hole. Mm-hmm. And I could move on to 3, but if this is the new plot that's important moving forward, maybe I should just move on to the new one.
Do you want my take?
Yes, that's why I'm asking you.
Play them in release order, just like... watching the Star Wars movies.
So play the original third?
Play the original third and the fourth and the fifth.
And the fourth. And the fifth. No.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was the fifth?
The fifth? That's Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, is that relevant to the plot?
No. Yes and no. Yes and no. No. I would say at the bare minimum, you got to play the third one before you play...
Okay, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because then Murray, the skull, talking
exactly.
skull.
Exactly. Because Murray shows up, and the game is made in such a way that if you wanted to, you could play it completely blind and never have any clue what's going on. But I think knowing who Murray is before you play the new game, I think that is one thing that's worth experiencing.
I don't remember.
Because your
having...
kids might be like, who's Murray? Why is he acting like he knows him? You know,
my primary memories of Monkey Island 4 was mapping out the monkey combat and trying to do that without the map, and then realizing you had to do like a logic puzzle to beat it, and realize and it's in three dimensions and
yeah.
It lacks the spirit. Joy de vivre, say that.
Ooh,
joy.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know French. I've heard that phrase before.
Exuberant enjoyment of life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Are you considering going to the football game on Friday at all?
Like in Iowa?
Yeah.
No. Our family's doing our Thanksgiving on Friday, so.
Oh, okay.
Like so our family is going to get together at my brother's house, eat Thanksgiving dinner / lunch, whatever you want to call it, at that mid-afternoon point, and then watch the game. That's our family Thanksgiving.
We are on Friday. We'll go out to York with my folks and grandparents to Chances Are, which we started doing years ago because my grandparents still lived out in the Sandhills. Well, they live in Lincoln now, but we're still going to go out to York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's a nice buffet and nobody sure. cooks and nobody cleans. And then I think we'll come back here afterwards for just hanging out. And then I guess Friday we'll maybe just be at home on our own watching football and
eating
then
leftovers. Oh, wait. You can't continue doing
no,
leftovers.
Yeah, we won't do that. And then Saturday we'll go into Iowa to be with my my mom's side of the family is always, you know, has been tough for the last how many years since we beat Iowa?
Here's what you got to do, Justin. On Thursday, you got to line your pockets with baggies because it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, right? It doesn't say all-you-can-eat here.
Oh, that's a good way to read the fine print.
That, my friend, is a reference to the problematic show from our youth, Blank Check.
Hey, here's a game to talk about. Did you watch any of the World Cup today?
Do you want me to answer that question?
Okay, I watched it with coworkers, and I was really disappointed in our 1-1 tie against Wales. They had a number of chances early on, and then I feel like in the second half they just kind of went dormant, and Wales got their one goal on a free kick opportunity because our guy like came up behind a dude and fouled him hard in the box, and the goalie guessed right on the direction. And almost, I couldn't tell if he got his hands on it or not, but the ball got through. And so now we're in this group with Wales, England, Iran. England beat Iran today 6-2. So now we have to like run up the score on Iran, which is our next game. It's England is during the Iowa game. So, I mean, ideally we win, of course, but it seems unlikely that we win or tie. So we got to not get beat too bad and then run up the score on Iran in our last game and hope that England pounds Wales and that Wales doesn't run it up on Iran. So anyway, that could be more disappointing than the Iowa football game. I don't know. I've already kind of expressed how I don't feel super connected to what's going on right now by choice. It's a defense mechanism. Any thoughts on that?
I really have no opinion. International football matches.
Okay. Well, yeah. it can be fun. I wore my American Outlaws shirt today.
When I've gone to soccer games, it has been enjoyable. It's kind of like basketball for me. Like, I would never, like, choose to watch basketball on television. But if you go to a game, you can find a way to enjoy.
That's fair.
Actually, you want to know the most disappointing sporting experience I've ever had?
Sure.
I went to a NASCAR race at the Kansas Speedway a few years back, and literally nothing happened.
What do you mean?
It was 2 hours of dudes driving in circles. There was no drama. The guy in front stayed in front. There were no wrecks. There was no high stakes anything happening. I sat and I watched cars drive in a circle for 2 hours and nothing happened.
Yeah, now you're losing me.
Yeah. Going to a local race with people crashing every 5 seconds is way more. So get yourself out to, I forget what that speedway is, just east of town in Lincoln. It's a good place.
Eagle?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Is it like the Eagle Raceway or something?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather go to that than another NASCAR race, honestly.
I feel like you're making all kinds of endorsements today. Like, we need to get some money for these things, Mike.
What you got to do is you got to pick up your burger from Stella's and then head west to Lincoln and go watch a race next summer because it's best to do both of those things in the summer.
Man, summer sounds great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
I don't understand people who say they like winter. They're liars. Like, the second I have to scrape anything off my car, I'm like, how can anybody prefer this over, oh, I'm going to leave my house and just being able to walk outside without, like, putting on a coat.
I'm
going to
live my life.
That. Exactly. Hey, I think we need to wrap things up here. We will certainly record a reaction to the Iowa game, win or lose. And then, folks, you can
you can bet me and Justin are going to have a conversation when a new coach is announced. So if that's next week, great. If not, well, we'll just wait and see.
We're also kicking around the idea of, I don't know, should I say this? Of opening up the call-in line.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do a little. I feel like y'all are going to have opinions to share.
Yeah. A little season post-mortem with y'all.
Or even just coach reactions.
Oh, that, yes, that too. Or coat reactions. Do you hate winter too?
Coat reactions. Okay, hey, go Big Red, Mike.
Go Big Red.
The Husker Football Fan Podcast is an unofficial, non-commercial podcast and is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views expressed on this podcast belong solely to the individuals expressing them. The Husker Football Fan Podcast is not endorsed by or affiliated with the Nebraska Cornhuskers or the University of Nebraska.